You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 30th. Some Democrats in the state are calling for the resignation of their leader. Joe Winicky is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and at issue is his lobbying work for AT&T on a bill that's in the state legislature. We'll hear from both sides of the issue this hour, first with the head of the Eau Claire County Democrats to explain why she thinks this is a conflict of interest. The Eau Claire County Democrats passed a resolution earlier this month calling on Joe Winicky to resign as chairman because of this lobbying for AT&T. Then, after 7:30, we will talk with Joe Winicky himself. He is saying that he has no intentions of resigning. And we wonder what you think and whether or not you think this is a big deal or a conflict of interest. Should leaders of political parties be able to lobby on the side? Or is this wrong? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Is it okay for Joe Winicky to earn money by lobbying since he declined a salary as the Democratic Party chair and said everybody knew that he was going to be continuing with his consulting and lobbying activities? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We start with Katie Phillips, chair of the Eau Claire County Democratic Party. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why did the Eau Claire County Democratic Party take this on?
The Eau Claire Dems took a pretty strong stand on Joe's decision to accept money to lobby for AT&T for several reasons. First of which, we had several of our members wrote letters to Joe expressing their dismay, and their letters were never answered. And Joe has made it pretty clear publicly that he has no intention of quitting his lobby position and has basically stated it's just too bad if we don't like it. Most importantly, we feel we're supposed to be the party to restore integrity and trust in government, and we believe Joe's lobbying for a private, huge, for-profit company can be construed as influence peddling. We think this compromises the Democratic Party because even the appearance of impropriety raises questions about our integrity.
Yeah. Well, what about his claim that he declined a salary for this position and said that he was going to continue on with his consulting business because he needs to make a living?
Well, we don't feel that Joe needed to decline the salary that is offered to chairs of the state Democratic Party. But we make a distinction between consulting for public organizations versus accepting payment to lobby for a private for-profit company, especially one that stands to gain from legislation that they're currently trying to ram through our state government. We feel that AT&T really already enjoys plenty of representation.
Yeah. So is it because it's AT&T as opposed to another company?
I don't think it's AT&T specifically. We feel that it is any for-profit private entity.
Yeah. So you voted earlier this month to ask Joe Winicky or tell Joe Winicky to what? Resign as the party chair?
Yes.
And did he respond then specifically to you after that?
Yes, Joe and I spoke afterwards, and I think we're unfortunately in disagreement about this. And, you know, all we can do within our county party, it's a membership organization, and we're responding to our members' wishes and thoughts about this single issue. And I don't know what else to say about that. We disagree.
Yeah. Well, other county Democratic parties also took up this question and had maybe slightly different interpretations. The Wood County Democrats did say that Winicky needs to either serve as chair or the AT&T lobbyist, but not both, saying resign from AT&T rather, or one or the other.
Yep.
And that would satisfy you too?
It would be a good start. We considered a similar resolution, but we felt that, unfortunately, the damage was already done.
Yeah. On the other hand, I believe it was the Milwaukee County Democrats that did not. I don't think they actually took this up as a formal issue to vote on, but the chair of the Milwaukee County Democrats said that Joe is doing an outstanding job in terms of advancing the concerns of the grassroots constituency throughout the state. He's, you know, winning elections. The Democrats retained the governor's office and won the 8th congressional district previous, and all sorts of successes. So Joe Winicky, she says, is doing a great job, and this lobby thing is no big deal.
Well, we disagree. We do think that the lobby thing is a big deal. We also feel that Joe has made great contributions to the party. You know, we feel for the most part he's been a great chair, and he really has helped us make great wins throughout this state in 2006. But I also don't want people to forget that Eau Claire County worked hard to also have these successes. Two of the four wins that won Democratic control of the Senate came from Eau Claire County. Same with an assembly seat that we took from a 14-year Republican incumbent. We took back three of our four legislative seats that represent Eau Claire County, and it was also our party members and volunteers that licked the envelopes, knocked the doors, made the phone calls, and kept our local party office running. We feel we have a voice. We feel we've done the work, too. And we don't think any of these victories would have been possible without the activists in Eau Claire County either.
We are talking with Katie Phillips, chair of the Eau Claire County Democratic Party, which has passed a resolution calling on Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, to resign as chair because he is a registered lobbyist for AT&T. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Can the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin lobby on the side for a for-profit company? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 30th. Ben Marins is with you this afternoon between 4 and 6 for At Issue. And after 5 today, it's his monthly special, his monthly series, Education Today. And today, Ben's guest will explain the many benefits and challenges to the year-round school calendar. That's coming up after 5 o'clock. We are talking this hour about whether or not Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, should step down because he is a registered lobbyist for AT&T. The Eau Claire County Democrats passed a resolution this month calling on Winicky to step down as chair. There was another resolution passed by the Wood County Democrats saying that Joe Winicky needs to either give up his chairmanship of the Democratic Party or give up his job lobbying for AT&T, saying he couldn't do both. Joe Winicky says that he has no intention of stepping down or giving up the lobbying job. We will hear from Joe Winicky to respond to these criticisms coming up after 7:30. Right now we are talking with Katie Phillips, chair of the Eau Claire County Democratic Party, about why her county's party is calling on Joe Winicky to resign. And we welcome your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. Tom in Burlington is with us first. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Good morning. Happy June summer.
Almost.
Beginning summer. Mm-hmm. The this conflict of interest question has come up, and it's really a very, very important thing, and we really should look at it in a very serious way. And two or three weeks ago, you had a show on explaining the pros and cons of this AT&T takeover of the cables. And I thought it was a very interesting show, and I give you a lot of credit for what you did trying to explain it. It was a very complicated thing. But, you know, we give Joe a lot of credit for, you know, it's a Democratic year, and that the congressional district and the governor has been reelected. And so he's done some wonderful things with the Democratic Party. But you have to have an arm's length distance between, you know, this conflict of interest. And I really believe that you can't have it both ways. You know, You either have one job or you have the other job, and you make it very clear what is your job and what hat you're wearing at what point you're wearing it. And he really just has to, for instance, in the real estate business, a real estate person can sell your house, but if he's a developer, he's competing directly with you. So a lot of in a lot of businesses, you have to make the difference what hat you're going to be wearing. And I think he should decide one way or the other what he's going to do. I'm not calling for him to resign, but I'm calling for him to make a decision.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Why, Katie Phillips, is it a conflict of interest for the Democratic Party chair to go glad hand and talk to lawmakers at the state capitol in favor of this video competition bill?
I think as soon as you accept money from any entity that's trying to pass legislation, I think that's right there a conflict of interest. I think it can be looked at as influence peddling. And I think that, you know, it just unfortunately really taints our entire party and does not show real high integrity.
Yeah, don't the state lawmakers at the Capitol know that Joe Winicky has his AT&T lobbyist hat on when he's, you know, down there?
That is the claim, and that could possibly be true with the lawmakers that he is dealing with on a daily basis. Maybe they can make that distinction. My worry is that Democrats across the whole state may not make that distinction, and Joe is our leader.
Mm. Next, we go to Jeff in Watertown. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I come from this from in a very unique perspective. I actually ran against Joe in 2005. And one of the things that came up was...
For Democrat Party chair?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one of the things that came up during that time was the potential lobbying. And Joe very adamantly stated he was not a lobbyist at that time, had no intention of becoming a lobbyist again, but would not rule it out in the future. Now, one of the concerns I have as state party chair, you decide where the resources of the party goes to help candidates, to help candidates when they're running for office. And if there's some thought that you have to help Mr. Winicky as a lobbyist in order to get resources when you're running for re-election, that would be a definite conflict of interest.
Jeff, do you mind if I ask what's your last name?
Rammelt.
And you, but Joe Winicky won that election
that
as
correct.
The chair of the Democratic Party, saying that he would not rule out being a lobbyist in the future. So,
well, he was real adamant, and when it was brought up, and I, at one point, at one of the joint debates that we did, said that I was really concerned with a lobbyist being chair of the party,
mm-hmm.
and he was very adamant in the fact that at that point there he said, "I am not a lobbyist. I have no intention of being a lobbyist." But, you know, lobbyists are good people, and I'm not ruling out that I might do it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
He gave at that impression at that time that he was not going to be a lobbyist as state party chair. Now, he did not say that, but that was certainly the impression that he gave when he made that statement.
Yeah. So what do you think ought to happen now, Jeff?
I don't think he should run for re-election. He should serve out his term, and he's done a good job as state party chair. But this is a conflict of interest, in my opinion, and I do believe that he should step aside after his term is over.
Are you going to try to run again?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Katie Phillips, that's right. He comes up, or there has to be another election for Democratic Party chair, this summer, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah. So nobody's running against him as far as he knows.
No, that certainly creates a problem. But we just didn't feel that that could prevent us from speaking up about this issue.
Yeah. Any comments on Jeff saying that he gave the impression that he probably wasn't going to lobby when the election occurred 2 years ago?
That was the impression that we had as well. But, you know, it really was not a big part of discussion when we elected Joe in 2005. And this is somewhat of a surprise to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not, I mean, he thinks he was pretty public about that, but most of us don't seem to recall that.
Yeah. Vera in Twin Lakes is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm concerned that Joe Winicky didn't help us in finding an electable candidate to run against Paul Ryan, when that time was the best time ever to defeat Paul Ryan. We ended up with an incompetent Dr. Thomas. And he lost by a huge margin, Joe Winicky says, "Oh, Dr. Thomas is no problem," and there was no help from the state office in getting a good candidate and getting and helping that candidate.
So
I'm against him being a lobbyist too. I think that's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
Well, you can't represent the people and represent a company too.
It's because companies are bad and they don't help people. I'm trying to.
No, companies, if you're a lobbyist for a company, they want special privileges that are taken away from the people.
Yeah. Katie Phillips, a reaction to that?
Well, I guess I agree in one way. Again, it's the money changing hands when the corporation stands to gain financially from pending legislation.
Mm-hmm. Next, we go to Dave in Milwaukee. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Good morning. I tend to agree. I think that there's a very clear, at least perception of a conflict. In this case, AT&T, it's very clear they're willing to put a lot of corporate resources into lobbying for the choice that they want. And whether it's the ads that they put out under the guise of some other organization or trying to influence the Democratic leadership through this effort, once the Democrats started to object to the bill that they're pushing, when you have a position such as Mr. Winicky, he definitely has a special opportunity to influence other legislators, and so he's playing on that, and it's a very clear conflict.
Katie Phillips?
Well said.
And again, is this fueled to some extent by your party's opposition to that video competition bill?
I have to say, I admit that I think when we first began the discussion, it was because our county does not support this bill, and we're pretty upset about it. But after much discussion, we came to the understanding that that isn't even really the point. The point is, again, working as a paid registered lobbyist for a for-profit organization while he serves as the spokesperson for the whole state Democratic Party.
Yeah. One more call. Tim in Hudson. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I have a couple quick points.
We only have about a minute to go, so make
your... One is this is even worse than letting the fox into the hen house. It's letting the fox run the hen house. And the other is on what she had just said, I have one question. If you guys would have been in support of the bill, would you guys still be pursuing this?
I think that's a pretty valid question. I'm not sure I can answer that because that's not the way things happened. What this bill did do and what this situation has done was highlight a serious potential problem with conflict of interest.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it there, and we'll hear from Joe Winicky coming up after the news. Katie Phillips, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Katie Phillips, chair of the Eau Claire County Democratic Party, which has passed a resolution asking Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, to step down as chairman because he is also a lobbyist for AT&T. And the Eau Claire County Democrats say this is a conflict of interest and doesn't look good. Joe Winicky after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Wednesday, May the 30th. And we welcome in Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, to talk about this brouhaha that's been brewing. Katie Phillips, the chair of the Eau Claire County Democratic Party, was with us in our last half hour telling us why her party passed a resolution asking Joe Winicky to step down as chair of the Democratic Party, saying it is a conflict of interest that Joe Winicky is the chair of the Democratic Party and a registered lobbyist for AT&T. We welcome your thoughts and questions for Joe Winicky at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Joe Winicky joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to the Eau Claire County Democrats and some other county Democrats that have said, you know, they don't like the fact that you're lobbying for AT&T? They think that's a conflict of interest.
Well, they always couch it by saying that it's really not AT&T, it's lobbyist. I'm going to defend AT&T at the start. If this was any other company and they had agreed to spend approximately $1 billion on a build-out for a new cable system in this state, agreed to have 1,000 new jobs, all unionized labor, in most places, the state would be jumping for joy and handing them millions of dollars saying, please come here. But when you listen to the debate, it gets something about public access channels and pegs and things, and that's where this issue comes from. But, you know, when they like to beat up on AT&T all the time, which I will repeat is the only unionized telecommunications company in the state, and they want to beat up on me, they also should admit that they're also beating up on the AFL-CIO, which this is a priority a piece of legislation for them. They should be beating up on the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups, which is a supporter of this legislation. They should be beating up on Wisconsin Citizen Action, the largest grassroots consumer group in the state of Wisconsin. But no, it's about me.
Yeah, Katie Phillips did say that her party is opposed to this video competition act that AT&T has been lobbying for. But she said it would be any private or for-profit company that that they would object to.
Which would also include any organized labor union. And now they are getting into my wallet deeply, because it's been no secret for the last decade, I have been a pretty strong labor advocate. I've been a lobbyist for the Heavy Equipment Operators Union. I'm currently the executive director of the Construction Labor Management Council. If they want to take this to that level, I'm also going to have to resign as the executive director of the Construction Labor Management Council, because the operating engineers and laborers are principals that hire lobbyists. So now they want to take away that salary. I'm a year away from vesting in that pension. They want to take away my pension over what? Public access television. That's what it comes down to.
So, Joe Winicky, will you step down as a lobbyist for AT&T, or will you step down as the chair of the Democratic Party?
This is where Leo would get upset when he thinks I'm going to say, I'll just say, Leo, heck no.
Leo Duran, my producer, probably got more of an earful when he asked you to appear on the
program.
Yes,
he did. Yes, he did. But I calmed down as the day went on. I'm not in politics and elective office as a popularity contest. I chose to run for chair of the Democratic Party 2 years ago because I saw a party that was adrift. Not because of the chairs necessarily or anything else, but we weren't recruiting enough candidates. We weren't winning enough elections. We weren't raising the resources. And most importantly, I felt we weren't having the kind of media presence that you need to take on what I thought was a pretty well-oiled machine in the Wisconsin Republican Party. By any measure, in the last 2 years, we reelected the first Democratic governor in 32 years. Senator Cole was reelected. Congressman Kagan is now Congressman Kagan. We won the United States House of Representatives, which makes Dave Obey the chair of the Appropriations Committee. We won the United States Senate. We won the state Senate. And by the way, on this show, I predicted we would win the state Senate, and nobody believed me. We won 8 seats in the Assembly. We're going to take it in 2008. And I'll leave if these people want to debate public access television and me as a scummy, ethically, impaired individual, which is where I really get my dander up, because I've never been accused of that in my life. They can. But I want us to debate getting rid of George Bush. I want us to debate the war in Iraq. I want us to debate health care for all. And if this is what these guys want to do, go for it. But you're going to have to do it over my dead body.
Yeah, you are concerned with the convention coming up this summer that the focus is going to be on this and not those more important issues.
Well, not by my goal. Mm-hmm. And of course, they'll come back and say, well, you caused this. Well, you know, I have a kid in college. I've got to spend some time tomorrow taking her up to Winona, Minnesota, so she can move from one apartment to another. I chose not to take a salary when I ran for this. And I thought it was very condescending of Katie, who I must say, she had a death in her family, and I think there's a funeral today or tomorrow. My condolences go to that. But telling me that I should just take this salary. Well, I left the legislature because of the salary. Mm-hmm. The state chair is authorized to make what a legislator makes. I'm not going to do that. And if they want to find somebody else, go run Jeff Rammelt. Go run somebody and win. But this is the weirdest part. They keep wanting to tell me to resign, and they keep telling me they want to censure me, and they want to do this. Nobody's running against me.
Yeah, that's right. And Jeff Ramelt called in during that last half hour and said he was not going to try to run against
you. But what
you.
Did he say? But he, I should not run again.
Yeah. He did say that you gave the impression that you wouldn't lobby, but you did not rule it out. So he kind of said both things.
Well, I didn't have a lobbying client at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who might be that client. I'm proud to represent a company that's the largest unionized telecommunications company in the state that wants to create 1,000 jobs and spend $1 billion in Wisconsin. Union jobs, by the way. It just amazes me that these guys sit there and say, I must resign, I must quit, or I must do something. Well, then run.
Yeah, let's take some calls, and we have busy phones right now. John in Park Falls is with us first. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning, Joe.
Well, hi, John.
I just wanted to check in. First of all, I'm chairman of the Price County Democratic Party, but I'm not speaking for the party. Our party did not make any resolution or statement on this issue at all. But personally, Joe, as you know, I supported you for this job in the first place, and I think you've done an extraordinary job, and I thank you for it.
Thank you.
And I also was very well aware from the beginning that you were working as a lobbyist in the Capitol and that you were working primarily for labor organizations. And I was very comfortable with that. And I thought that you're not taking a salary or expenses. I would like to point out that you're paying all of your own expenses as well and saving the party considerable amount of money.
John, you know what the price of gas is today?
Yeah, I do. It's more up here than it is down there, I think, Joe.
Oh, you're up? Yeah.
But anyway, I firmly believe that you're doing an excellent job, and I'm fully in support of you. I don't understand these the Eau Claire Party or the Wood County Party. I don't know where they're coming from. And as you said, there's nobody on the horizon that's planning to run against you. I don't know what the point of all this is, except to give us a lot of bad publicity.
Yeah. And by the way, I will be meeting with the Wood County Chair tonight at 5:30. Dave Willey, the county chair, and I are going to be meeting at 5:30. And you know, I did notice that Katie said that I supposedly I got all these letters. Well, my staff checked my email and my letters. We got a letter from somebody, but the person wasn't a party member, and I'm not going to waste my time responding to non-party members on these issues. And I would note that in neither Wood nor Eau Claire counties did they ever notify me of what was going on. They just did it.
John, thanks very much. Let me go to Danielle in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question. The AP has reported that you don't take a salary as the chair of the state party because you're able to work elsewhere. I was just wondering if you could talk a bit about what the party has been able to accomplish with the resources that it saves as a result of that.
What are they doing with your salary?
Well, what we've done, just a few short years ago, we really had 2.5 staff at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Right now, and part of this is thanks to a great national chairman and Howard Dean, we have approximately 10 staff. We have an executive director. We have a finance director. We have a finance assistant. We have a political director. We have a press communications person. We have a person who works with the local county parties every day. We have somebody staffing our front desk. All that costs money, and we're a party. I mean, if people only realized that we are literally running on the edge every month because we're Democrats. By saving in excess of $100,000 in the last 2 years, we've been able to pay for those salaries, and that's why we've been able, for example, I think, to outflank the Republicans on a regular and daily basis in the press because we were able to pay somebody a good salary to be a good press person. I'd like to pretend it must have been my talents that did that. It wasn't. It was the fact that Jess Erickson, our press person, was the best in the business, and that's where we used the money.
Talking with Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. He's responding to the calls from some in his party who say that he should resign as party chair or resign as a lobbyist for AT&T. We wonder what you think and what questions you have. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we're going to talk with a guest who put herself through the self-help guru maze and spent a year binging on advice from self-help gurus, and she'll tell us what she learned and what she didn't coming up after 8 o'clock. We're talking with Joe Winicky this hour, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, about the controversy over his being a registered lobbyist for AT&T and how some Democrats in the state don't like him doing both those jobs. Sheree in Waupun is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have the unique perspective of just moving here a couple of months ago.
Yes.
So I haven't had a chance to, you know, actually have all the history of the party in Wisconsin, you know, fed to me. So looking at this from a total outsider that moved here, I can understand where it looks like a conflict of interest. You know, in politics, perception is reality. The Republican Party plays with words just to give certain perceptions. And the fact of the matter is, lobbyist is not necessarily a nice word these days. And I can see where we want to try to differentiate ourselves from the Republican Party. And because of that, we look at that and we see someone that's a lobbyist, and it automatically attaches itself as a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. So I'm not asking you to do one thing or another, because I don't have a vested interest in it. But I understand why that it looks like a problem.
Well, right, and thank you for the call. You see, I think there is a solution to this question, and I was surprised that Katie didn't bring that up from Eau Claire, because we talked about it at length on Friday. And that's, you see, we keep hearing about this supposed conflict of interest, yet the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has never taken a stand on this telecommunications bill. We don't have a position on it. Mm-hmm. I believe the solution should be, and I think this is a legitimate middle ground, would be that we have something in our rules, because right now there is nothing in our rules relating to this issue, that says that simply that no state or local officer, because, by the way, there are local officers who lobby in our party as well, that shall be able to maintain their position if they're lobbying on behalf of an issue that is contrary to the platform of our party.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
For example, if I was lobbying for something relating to the pro-life Wisconsin or something, well, we're a pro-choice party. If I was lobbying for the NRA, well, we believe in gun control. That's a legitimate conflict, and I see that, and I think there's a middle ground here. But what this really is about is some people don't like AT&T. Now, they don't attack me for get paid by the laborers or the operating engineers, because they're unions. But you know what they're missing in this? I view this telecommunications bill as a union bill. I'm a union guy. Creating 1,000 good union jobs in Wisconsin is something that hasn't happened in a decade around here. We should be saying that's a good thing, but we get caught in the minutiae of a highly complicated bill. Mm-hmm. And I view it as a jobs creator.
Katie Phillips, I thought, maybe I misunderstood, I thought she said that the Eau Claire County Democratic Party did take a stand on this bill, or maybe it was just her own personal opposition.
I think it's her personal. I do know this. They took a stand on me.
Yeah, they did that.
And, you know, and I'm glad that they won all those elections by themselves up there, too.
The state Democratic Party of Wisconsin, you're saying, does not...
we don't have a position on this.
On this particular bill, yeah. Laura in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this is a highly complicated bill, and a number of things in the bill might not appeal to members of the party. You did mention local access and PEG. What about the local control and the fees paid to local governments that would be wiped out?
Would automatically get 5% of gross revenues under this legislation, Laura.
For two years, I believe.
They would automatically get 5%.
But what if they? And what about access to cross public lands? What about the contracts that have been written for that by local governments?
Look, I'm not here to debate this bill today,
right, we're
Laura.
Not. We're not
well,
talking
all
about
right, the. My point is, the appearance is that you're going for the money, and you've mentioned that this is very lucrative to you.
Oh yes, $2,000 a month,
and that you're going against principles.
Whose principles? Not mine.
I'm saying the appearance is that, and strictly on the appearance, I think that you ought to step down.
Well, thank you.
Well,
and I disagree, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, and your principles are in favor of this bill.
Absolutely. And by the way, 25 years ago, when I was a young pup on the Verona City Council, we passed a cable franchise where we became the first community in the United States to grant multiple franchises at the same time. I was part of that because I didn't want a cable monopoly. These guys are defending the cable companies.
$2,000 a month is the
yes,
fee.
Yes, and I know people must think I'm getting rich off this. I'm getting the heck beat out of me on it, but it's a principle to me. And Joy, I've been on this show probably 100 times over the years. I have never been challenged on my integrity or my personal ethics from even the most blatant and partisan Republican. Now I have to put up with this from people because of public access television, and we're going to ignore all we've done in this state to make the Democratic Party strong, to reelect a governor, to, you know, win the legislature, to get Dave Obey as the appropriations chair, which is so important to Wisconsin. Look what happened last week. Now, a lot of people on the left did not like the war resolution. I didn't. I want to get out of Iraq. I'd like to be out of there yesterday. But Dave Obey, who voted against it, also got the milk program, milk and continuation program in there. We got senior care extended for 2.5 years, and we got a $2.10 increase in the minimum wage because Dave Obey is chair of the Appropriations Committee, and Herb Cole is in the majority. That's, and Russ Feingold is in the majority. Now, if they want to debate that, well, so be it. But I'm not going to run and hide on this. This is so important for the future of our country, the future of our world, and these guys want to debate whether there's right-of-way issues on some bill. Give me a break.
Joe Winicky has been a guest on this program many, many years before I began hosting it, and you were a frequent Week in Review guest as well. And just in our last Week in Review, Joe, you came up.
Yes, and I was actually listening. I was watering my plants.
And we had George Petak saying you were doing absolutely nothing wrong lobbying for AT&T and serving as chair, given what he knows about this issue. And we had our guest on the left,
Matt Rothschild,
you know, thinking it didn't pass some sort of smell test.
No, I heard that. And you see, I'm okay with people having these opinions. What I'm not okay with is taking over an issue, attacking personal ethics, never even conversing this issue, just passing resolutions saying, you must resign. Well, I'm sorry, but we don't live in utopia here. I am in this to win elections, and that's what it's about. And it's okay if some people disagree, but I'm going to be darned. See, Leo, I didn't say that word again. I'm going to be darned if they're going to tell me how I'm going to lead my life, how I am going to make a living, and I'll state it again. They want to attack me for making a lousy $2,000 a month with AT&T. They're also attacking, if they take this logical conclusion, I have to quit running my labor management organization, I have to give up my pension. How much do I have to do for these people? Do I have to bleed?
Mike in Racine is with us next. Hi, Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, Joe, Mike Gable, CWA 46.
Hey, Michael. All right, a friend.
Yeah, and I'm a lobbyist for AT&T.
You are scummy, Michael.
Yes, I know that. But these are jobs. Everybody's forgetting the issue. These are union jobs, family-supporting jobs.
No, it's not. It's about right-of-ways and access channels. Don't you know that?
Yeah, you know, I'm so tired of PEG and right-of-ways. The AT&T is going to come in and create jobs in the community, family jobs that pay living wages and benefits.
By the way, do the local cable companies do that today, all those non-union cable companies?
None that I know of.
Yeah. Okay.
And I missed it. Mike, you're also an AT&T lobbyist?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he's a lobbyist for the communication workers.
Right.
I see.
Which are strong supporters of this legislation. Yes. But you know, Mike is a lobbyist. I guess Mike can't be a member of our party either.
Thank you, Mike, for the call. I want to get through a couple more if I can. Kate in Superior. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joe and Joy. I've been a member of the Douglas County Democratic Party for over 35 years with my husband.
Right.
And, Joe, we've admired your work as a state legislator when you were in, and we are really appreciating what you're doing for the state party. Our issues are your issues. We're pro-labor. We're definitely stating we want this president to be held to the fire for what he's doing to world politics. And I think you're going to find at the state convention at the end of the month that you are going to be held in high regard.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I really do. I don't understand this issue. Joy's probably never seen me so red-faced in her life.
You're a little riled, but I'm glad that you agreed to respond to this and talk with our callers.
Well, and you know, Joy, that's the thing. That's why I get so annoyed when these people do these things and don't even talk to me. I'll talk to anybody. In fact, I usually talk too much.
Marty and Beloit, we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're doing the right thing. Nobody has mentioned the fact that
In Beloit, we have one cable provider, Charter.
Charter, yeah.
And everybody hates them. Classic example, when you call for help, you end up in the Philippine Islands with people that don't speak English.
Marty, thank you very
much. Thanks, Marty. I appreciate it.
We have less than a minute to go. Joe Winicky, when's the convention?
It's the last Friday and Saturday in June. Start of Summerfest. We're at Milwaukee at the Hilton. And, you know, the only thing I just really strongly encourage people is I think there is a middle ground here. We ought to have rules relating to this. But let's not take this convention and have it be about me. Let's have it be about George Bush and winning the White House back and stopping this war and getting national health care for all.
We will talk to you again, I'm sure. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks.
Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. In our first half hour, we heard from Katie Phillips, the chair of the Eau Claire County Democratic Party. We thank Leo Duran and Christina Taylor for producing this hour, and we thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.